Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. I've been down so long, it look like
up to me. They look up to me. On Saturday night, intern Kevin, promotions mistress George, and Alex also works in the building, went to Ace of Spades for a Drake DJ party.
Oh, that was on Saturday night? Yeah. I thought that was on Friday night.
No, Saturday.
Oh, if I'd known it was Saturday, I might have actually gone.
So it's just a DJ playing Drake songs.
Oh my
at Ace
God.
Of Spades.
And so people paid money?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just have a good time, I guess. It's like a touring thing. They go to a bunch of different cities and do it.
So okay.
Was,
cool.
Was
okay.
There something other than all Drake music and Drake head cutouts?
No, that was it.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something.
We should start a traveling
we
thing.
We are such idiots.
We should try something.
You have often said that, like, being a DJ is super easy.
It is super
I
easy.
Don't believe that. I think that there's a lot of behind the scenes.
There used to be.
Well, okay.
Give me a laptop. I'll do it right now.
However, all that being said, this is literally... Somebody got the premium subscription to Spotify.
Why don't we come up with some sort of touring thing?
Who would we do?
Does it have to be a person?
I mean,
a couple of weeks ago there was a 90s cover band there that did a bunch of 90s cover songs.
No, we can't play songs.
We can just take advantage of millennials.
We just have iTunes.
People like Post Malone now.
People do like Post Malone.
So like, what if we did a Post Malone party.
I love it.
Oh, I mean, the God. Library isn't that deep for Post Malone yet, like it is for Drake.
Oh, Drake have a lot of songs?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Drake's been around for like 10 years. He's got
Drake's been around for 10 years?
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
Oh, my God. So, so Post Malone doesn't have a big catalog.
Right.
Okay. Does it have to be a person? Doesn't have to be a person.
Well, then what would it be? Like a genre?
Yeah. Like a pineapple party. And then we'll have like pineapple out, pineapple juice.
Okay.
Dole Whips. I don't think Disney owns that.
Okay.
And then we'll play like pineapple songs.
I mean, honestly, pineapples make people happy.
Pineapples make people happy.
So.
Way more than Drake does.
Rain, you're not even a part of this. Please don't say anything.
How many pineapple songs are there?
Oh
God.
So many. They've been around for 10 years.
what's going to be the pineapple song you drop at like the end of the night, which is going to make the place go crazy?
SpongeBob.
I mean, I felt like that was kind of a given. I thought there would be like... Diced Pineapples by Rick Ross, Pineapple by Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah, I know.
Annette Funicello, Pineapple Princess.
Maybe that's what we brought. We'll
and what's funny,
with.
You think that Annette Funicello into Rick Ross doesn't sound right. All you have to do is match up the BPMs, guys.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
That's it.
And then the laptop program literally does a seamless transition for you.
What would you charge for someone to get into these parties?
What'd you pay for the Drake party?
I didn't pay anything.
Okay, what
did Kevin pay for the Drake party?
Oh, God, probably $40.
Okay, so 45.
45 minimum.
Minimum. That's not for VIP.
We got to buy all the pineapple, guys.
And by the way, VIP is just like, it's not even roped off.
No, it doesn't even mean anything.
It means very
P is
important pineapple.
Yeah, and there's just one gorgeous pineapple on a podium with a spotlight on it.
Spray painted gold.
With a rope around it.
Yeah.
That's the VIP section. And if you spend an additional $15, you get to party in there with the pineapple.
This is
sounding better than the Drake party.
What if I want to take pictures with it?
You gotta
pay
pictures.
For that too.
But yeah, you gotta pay for that too.
And then do not touch it.
And then if you want the pineapple to sign it, it's an additional $5.
Is it in front of a green screen so we can change the background?
Yes, there is a green screen. However, hilariously, there is only one option, and it is paradise.
Man.
We could have gotten just a backdrop of that like paradise thing, but we didn't want the pineapple to get sad.
Right. Or jealous.
That we took him from his home.
Right.
Pineapple party.
Pineapple party.
This sounds way better than the Drake party.
It wrote itself.
Kevin, did you have a good time at the Drake party?
Would he rather go to a pineapple party?
All we have to do.
Oh boy. Here we go.
over a pineapple party. I'm down.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there going to be Dole Whip?
Sure.
Yeah.
And are we going to play that song, Pineapple, Pineapple Pen?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I'm down.
Yeah. All right. And it's going to be very Instagrammable.
We can't let you in for free. You're going to have to buy your ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you did for the Drake party.
Same amount of money you paid for the Drake party. Like
45?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you paid 45?
But we're hosted. We're hosting it.
No, the pineapple. The pineapple's
pineapple makes the rules.
Well, this pineapple's stupid.
Well, it's not stupid.
Wow, now you can't come.
You haven't seen the pineapple yet. And guess what? Post Malone will be there.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the tickets are only $45?
Yes. Yeah.
He's not performing. He's just eating a pineapple.
Oh, well.
What? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Can I get a picture of him?
No.
What? Mm-mm.
But you get to tell everybody, though, that I saw Post Malone eat a pineapple.
Okay, I'm down. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.